Michael, MICHAEL, WEISS, 1019, 59, 65-year-old gentleman, used to be a professional ball player, used to play baseball, has lots of history of back problems. The main reason he's being evaluated today is because of his heart disease, which caused him a lot of shortness of breath and anxiety, period. In the paragraph, his primary care doctor has referred him to a specialist, to his cardiologist for possible reevaluation because of his heart problems. He already has stents in place. He has in his heart at least three that he knows of. He has peripheral vascular disease, degenerative disc disease, hypertension, fractured foot recently, difficulty with ambulation, ADHD, and atherosclerotic heart disease, period. In the paragraph, he used to be in the fencing business. He used to be a heavy smoker, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink on a regular basis. He does use THC from time to time, period. In the paragraph, he's no longer able to drive. His activity is limited because of his shortness of breath. He's taking the senior van everywhere, period. In the paragraph, his divorce, has three children, has recently established a relationship with his children because he feels like he's going to die very soon, period. His biggest issue is chest pain and shortness of breath related to his coronary artery disease. He has been referred for further evaluation but has chosen not to see the cardiologist because he doesn't want any further procedures, period. Family history, mom is just died December 9th. At age 85, dad is 89 years old. He's still alive. Vaccination, he doesn't believe in vaccination. Social, as above, medications includes Symbicort inhaler, one puff twice a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Metoprolol ER 25 milligram once a day, Tylenol number 3 for pain, which is not helping his pain, Xanax 2 milligram up to 3 times a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day. Medical slash surgical problem includes the stents in his heart, peripheral vascular disease, degenerative disc disease, hypertension, fractured foot. He's able to walk with a walker, chronic pain, status post cardiac stent placement, status post PVD evaluation, and revas and stent placement in his legs, period. His O2-SAT today was 96%, pulse is 88, respiration is 18, blood pressure is 140 over 90, heart positive, small positive, three lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture of JVD, skin shows, neuritis, arm, mucosal glands, and what's going on, focal. Period. In the paragraph, I'm in the process of obtaining his records from Dr. Wong at 281-358-0655, number one. Number two, history of heart disease. Number three, severe coronary artery disease. With symptoms of angina. Number four, has refused any further treatment, does not want to see the cardiologist even though he's been referred because he doesn't want any stent placement and or have a coronary artery bypass graft, period. In the paragraph, he recalls that years ago he was told that he cannot have any more stent placed, and the next thing would be actual bypass in his heart, and he definitely does not want heart surgery. Next number, he's on Plavix. Next number is blood pressure control. Next number is chronic pain. Next number is degenerative disc disease. Next number is he's a professional ball player. Because of that, his body has taken a lot of tolls, and he's in chronic pain, has had back surgeries in the past, at least two, has a history of failed back syndrome, and is in need of pain medication. On the surgery, put down two knee replacement, right at left ankle surgery, status post angiography and stent placement of his legs, and also back surgery times two. Then come back and say, we'll obtain records regarding his the extent of his heart disease and whether or not he's a candidate for any further treatment, even though he refuses any work and wants to be cared for at home till the day he dies. He states all he wants is a relationship with his kids. He's reestablishing with two of them out of three and remain chest-free while he's living at home, period.